Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Sophia. Good afternoon, Sophia.
Hi.
And Sophia has chosen her four items, which I think she's going to share with us now. Sit a little bit nearer the microphone for me, Sophia. That's it. Lovely. And tell me about your very first item, which I believe is a meal. Go. What have you chosen to eat?
I would like to take tuna pasta.
Tuna pasta. Okay, unusual choice. Tell me why.
Because it's like my favourite meal and I have it every Friday for school at pack lunch.
Oh dear, what, cold?
Or
do you have it hot?
Hot.
Oh, hot, yeah. I go hot every time. Yeah?
Yeah.
So who makes this tuna pasta?
My mum.
Mum, it's mum's special, is it? What do you have? What's in it apart from tuna?
Pasta, carrots, broccoli, and some cucumber.
Oh, sounds healthy. Nice. Okay. Mm. And why would you take that then?
Because me and my family have it on my birthday, and
so it would remind you of birthdays, special occasions.
Yeah.
Why that? Is it everyone's favourite? It's just yours.
Yeah.
That's what you always ask for.
Yeah, my brother hates it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
What's his birthday meal?
Pizza.
Pizza. Ah, okay. He goes for the more obvious. Okay, lovely. So you have it every Friday. You have it for birthdays.
Yeah.
So what would it make you think about when you're on that island?
Make me think about my family.
Yeah, remind you of home.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be very homesick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're quite a family sort of girl. Yeah, you're not sort of thinking, well, hey, on a desert island, on my own. Whoop, whoop. No?
No.
No, okay. So, with that in mind, we're going to give you a second item. We're going to let you take a song. Okay, so what song would you like to take?
I would like to take All of Me by John Legend.
Yeah, okay, know it well. So why have you chosen that one?
Because well, it's my birth song. And
ooh, what does that mean, it's your birth song?
So, like, I was born to the song when it came out.
So that was actually playing when you were born?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very special. Who's told you that, Mum and Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so why is it special for you? What do you think that would make you think about on your desert island?
Because, me and my dad sing it a lot.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Do you still play it now? That's nice.
And it's his favourite song.
So lovely.
Reminds me a bit about him.
So it reminds you of dad, yeah, and just reminds you, you know, hey, I've been born, I'm going to survive on this island. Brilliant. Okay. So the third item, well, you tell me, what was your third item?
It would be Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries film.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's one that I presume you've watched since you were quite young.
Well, I just started watching it when I was 7.
Yeah, okay. So, and did you really love it the first time you saw it?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen it now?
About 7 times.
Oh.
Or 8.
Wow. Have you got it on DVD at home?
No, I've got it on my, like, TV. But, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you can watch it any time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, if you have a poorly day, is that your film of choice?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it you love about that film?
Well, like, it's just, like, I like watching it because, like, it's very, like, me, basically. Like, it's basically about this girl who's, like really unpopular, and then she becomes a princess.
Mm.
She's, like, finding who she really is.
Ah, and so it's a bit of a rags-to-riches story. What, in what way is it like you?
Basically, I just like watching it all the time when I'm feeling down. So it really, like,
would you like to be her? Would you like to be a princess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Does she get to wear really nice things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that would be a really good choice. It would, like, make you feel happy, give you lots of things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Now, you were allowed one luxury item. What was the luxury item that you chose?
It was a tent.
A tent. And do you know what? Up to now, all your items have been very, you know, family and princessy. Practical. That's what I like about this one. Really practical. I'm taking a tent. Tell me why.
Because me and my family go camping with my mum's best friends, and we call them aunties. So,
Yeah. Where do you go camping?
we go at one of my mum's best friends' husband's mum and dad's like land. So it's
Oh, okay.
basically at the back of their house, and it's like a wood.
Wow. So it's not even like a proper campsite with
No.
facilities.
No. So basically, it's got like grass, like flat, like ground, and then like there's another bit, and it's a wood. And my cousins like they make like dens there. So
Brilliant.
yeah,
So it's more wild camping then, isn't it? So
yeah.
there's no shower block.
No.
No. Okay, so what do you do for cooking? What do you do?
Well, we like stayed there for like one day and then a night. So we went back home the next morning, I think. Like, no.
So you didn't campfire or anything like that?
Well, we did at night.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you cook anything on the campfire?
We had marshmallows and s'mores.
Oh, s'mores. Were they
Yeah.
good?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet that was fun. Did you manage to sleep okay?
Yeah.
What are the noises that you could hear in your tent at night?
I could hear crickets, and
Oh,
then.
was it a nice hot evening then?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fair weather camper. Absolutely. If it's chucking it down with rain, that's it. No. So did you en you really enjoyed it?
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it? So what about on the desert island in your tent on your own? How do you think you'll be there?
Like comfortable because my all my friends and family have stayed in it, so I feel like they're a part like with me.
So the tent itself has meaning. It's not just practical.
Yeah.
So it'll remind you of snuggling down with your family. Okay. Do you think you are quite brave? Do you think you'll be, I'm okay, I can do this? Or do you think you'll be a bit of a blubbering mess like me? But
Probably.
you've done it before. You've camped, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've wild camped, Sophia. So I think that's a really good choice. Really good choice. Would you be able to put it up yourself? Ah,
No.
oh, listeners, if you could see Sophia's face now, yeah, you'd have to learn that bit first, wouldn't you? It's all
Yeah.
about having the tent, but no idea how to put it up. It's just a piece of material, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Sophia, I wish you the best of luck on your desert island, and thank you very much for sharing your ideas with us this afternoon. Goodbye.
Bye.